Once one said, a disappearing language is like a dying star. If you are looking at it from far away, it's just a dim light. But if you are closer to that, you can realize how violent the process is. Mm-hmm. So I'd really like to have your point of view on this point, so about the disappearing languages. Well, what do you think?
As a writer, I'm not fascinated by the detonation you are suggesting, talking about that dying star. There is no detonation for me regarding that topic, because in fact I have deeply the feeling, or I experience language as first of all a raw material, and I don't essentialize language. Of course, we are all emanation of our society, of our times, of our cultural background, etc., etc. But as a person who is using language and who language uses me, I am in the situation where I don't care, in fact, what if a language disappears. I don't feel that it can anyway disappear, even if we know that so many idioms and so many language can fade away or can just disappear. I have no nostalgia about these fading worlds. I have no nostalgia for the ruins. I just experience the metabolism of transformation of languages, of resistance against agony, and of expectation of what happens through the agony. So for me, the language that you talk, or the language that disappears, that it's defined, mixes or fades in the more essential reality to me is just how I write, how I use. And I could use English or German or Arabic or Yiddish or French that I am in equally. I have absolutely no nationalistic or no cultural preference. I have the feeling it's an accident. And so I deal with the accident of be born to a language, and the accident of be drawn away to another one, from German to French, and to be haunted by languages that I don't speak. Really, that are in the background like a murmur. And all these languages, they are there, they say, I am dead, I am a ghost, or I want to be in front of the stage. And these liars of language, they constitute, they build the material that I use.
I've read about your project La Ville Abandonnée, so si. The Abandoned City.
Yes.
So, well, first of all, you are not just a writer, you are such a kaleidoscopic artist. So you are into the photography, you are into writing, you are in this project, which is seems to me to be so polyedric and so interrelated with many forms of arts. Mm-hmm. So I'm really curious to know something more about that.
I have the phantasm that the other person around me will write my books. That's perhaps the most true thing to say. But in fact, one day, a few years ago, I suffered terrible migraines, and I had one attack, was absolutely stunning. And I fainted during 48 hours, and when I woke up, I lost my language. I had an amnesia and an aphasia. And I was in the hospital, I was not even able to speak and to think. There was no real reality through words or through concepts, nothing anymore, just stupid like a salad. And despite that fact, I felt absolutely full, complete. I was the ruin of myself. It was an abandoned body, an abandoned city, because my tool vanished, no more language, no more speech, and everything was complete. What that for a mystery? I thought without speech we die, but without speech nothing is missing. And again, for a writer, that's not easy to deal with, that kind of thing. You will dedicate your whole life to the writing, and suddenly you have no more writing and everything is okay. And this was very disturbing. So I tried to put that in that blank, that silence, into words, and to make the journey again when I went back to memory of the language. It came back after 10 days. And at that moment, when the language came back, I was at the hospital and I was reading a magazine, and in the magazine was some photos about abandoned cities. And it was so matching with my state of mind and of body that I had to explore that direction, and that the need of hearing other people talking for myself became a kind of a goal, one golden string in my life. So I decided to build that project about abandoned city, but without being fascinated by destruction. That's not my point of interest. I am not a romantic who makes nice photos from an old factory. Of course, I do that photos, but I it's not the thing that I like. What I like is to see how, in deserted places, because politics, because disease, because earthquake, because what you want, in that all these places, language stays. People are still there. These places are told to be desertic, but in a radius, a very small radius around that place, you find a lot of people. So to me, my project is to meet and to work with these people, hearing what they think about their abandoned place, and make a polymorph piece of art where I have all these bricks brought to me by other people, and I'm just not even putting cement between these bricks. I'm just one more little voice in one corner, hoping that this will make an ensemble and this will say something more than just an abandoned place. Of course, it will be the contrary, but how? Mm-hmm. How? That's the process of the thing.
During your speech, you said basically you are used to think in German, but to express yourself, I mean, at least in terms of speech, writing,
yes,
in French. And so it makes a sort of
schizophrenia,
kind of. Well, I wouldn't say that,
let's be too much.
Okay. So yeah. I'd really like to know more about that. So how do you deal with that? So are you happy with that? So do you think it's good in a certain way,
yeah,
or you think it's more a struggle?
Yeah, I'm absolutely unhappy with that, because I'm not pacified with history, with society, with nothing. I'm an artist. what will I say? Yes, and Germany. I was born in German. My mother screamed in German. I don't know what. I don't want to know. But it was German, and I learned German since childhood. And for me, German is, of course, the tender language of my mother reading to me stories in German while I was, as a child, always in my bed because of my broken body, because my body was so weak. So my mother was not able to hold me in her arms without breaking my bones. So she held me into her speech, being a little bit melodramatic, and she read me stories, and the voice of my mother was German and the stories were German. So I'm born into literature in German and into tenderness in German. But after that, there is the other German, the German of my family, which melts with the German of history. My grandmother, she was Jewish, but she converted to Protestantism to avoid the dramatic destruction from the Nazi, and her sister, she did not, and the rest of the family also, a lot of the family was killed and murdered, and this grand aunt fled to Germany. When you open Mein Kampf from Hitler, on the first page, I never read the second page, but on the first page, Hitler says, "Thank you, Mr. Palm, for being such a great patriot and having resisted to Napoleon when Napoleon invaded Germany and being shot by the Napoleon troops, and you are an example for all the Germans," and blah, 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 blah. That's the first page. And Mr. Palm is the same name than my grandfather. That's a very old, traditional, super conservative, super family. And I can't write in German. Mm-hmm. So I just walk on one feet in German, on one foot. I walk on the foot of the tenderness from the childhood. But the other one is that. And I don't know how to do it. I just don't know. I don't want, I don't can, I don't have the strength, I don't have the authority. No one has the authority to say just I talk. I will write stories. Because everything has been broken, so we have to go very slowly and put little things. And I can't go slowly and put little things in German because it hits me each time too hard. And so I went, and I naturally, I'm a naturally born killer in French. And now I'm in French, voila. And so it's the French environment is complete, is a whole thing in itself. It has a plasticity that allows me to do everything, but with a hole, or many holes, but one big hole is that opening to nothing. Nothing is the childhood, and nothing is the European history, and nothing is that fucking name in that fucking book, and et voilà. So I'm not in, I don't live in peace. Mm-hmm. And I'm not in project to rest in the next days.